Turn, if you will, in your Bibles tonight to Psalm. It starts with a P, Philippians. Had Psalms on my mind, I guess. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Passage of Scripture you've heard many times. We're fixing to start we ended up a year here. And fixing to start a new year. It's always exciting. It's just the Lord just blesses. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, brothers, I do not count myself to have obtained, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, like Paul says in the scripture here, Lord, not forgetting those things which are behind, we press on to a wonderful time in our life. And Lord, things are new in our life. We see new things happening every day. And Lord, we are truly blessed to have so much. God, just open this scripture to our hearts tonight and let us see the things you'd have us to see. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Just about all of us would like to probably erase the past, you know, in some way, form, or fashion. I think of many things that I've done over the years, blessed things. We've had a lot of good things happen, and there's some bad things that have happened. And there's not very many of us in the world would not like to kind of erase those bad things that have happened in our life and be able to start all over again. I hear people say, well, if I could just start over again, I wouldn't do it this way. I'd do it differently. And occasionally you'll find those people that will say they're happy with the way that they have lived their life. And occasionally, there's exceptions to that rule. But most of us would like to do what Founder Paul Louise Fletcher said. In the land of beginning again, she writes, I wish there was some wonderful place called the land of beginning again. With all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all of our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby coat at the door and never be put on again. There's always those things in life that we'd probably like to forget, and I think Paul probably had some things in his life that he would like to forget. You know, if we're to start in our life and live our life pleasing to God, you know, we need to find our purpose in life. You have a purpose. God's got a purpose for you. You're alive tonight, I believe, because God has a purpose. You came to this church whenever you came to it because God wanted you here for that purpose in life. We're not here by any accident. No mistakes have been made except on our part. And Paul says, you know, in verses 10, he wants to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being conformed to his death, that if any means he may attain to the resurrection from the dead. There's things we need to do and find our purpose in life. I believe with all my heart, and I was sitting down thinking about it the other day in 1985, how God brought me here and how I've been here ever since. And I believe God had a purpose in that. And we continue to strive, continue to go forward with that purpose. No matter what setbacks we find in life, we must keep going forward. We must press on, like he said, to that, reach that goal of the high calling that God has for us. And yes, I look back over the 33 years that I've been here, and I know I made a lot of mistakes in life. And I wish I could just erase those things, but I can't. You can't erase that past. But, you know, since we cannot turn back, nor can we change the things that have happened in our life and in our ministry here, you know, with the passing of the years, but we can start tonight and make a new start. You know, tonight, I've often said, today is the, you know, the first day of the rest of your life. And today is the first day of the rest of our life. What I'm going to do tomorrow and move forward with my life. And we have a new beginning to make the rest of our lives fitting for God's use. However long that may be, however long God lets us work here or live here, or how long we have in life, the best and most wonderful time of our lives is right now with the things that God has for us to do. I started to say a while ago, wouldn't it be nice if we can't do it, but I love Christmas time. I love the music, and I love those chimes and things like that, just to see people excited about life and the things. But wouldn't it be nice just to sit down and talk to each one of us personally and say, you know, what was the best Christmas? You know, what was the best Christmas in your life that you can remember, and how happy you were? But he says, you know, if we're going to start, there's some things we have to forget. We have to forget. And certainly the Apostle Paul, when he says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. Life is certainly future-oriented, isn't it? We have to reach out. Life is future-oriented, especially for the Christians. Forgetting those things which are behind. Now, he's not talking about the things that we've done. You know, you can't forget, can you? I can remember back in my life things that have happened, and some of them I'd like to just forget, but they're there. I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he was talking about forgetting those things which are past, living in the past, you see. Some people like to live in the past. Back yonder when, back yonder in those days, back yonder, preacher, I used to do this, back yonder, you know, they're living in the past. We need to forget that. It's today. What are we going to do with the rest of our life? A new beginning, you see. We need to lay aside those old things that we did in the past and live for the future. There's a lot to be lived for in our life. I believe God has a purpose for you, no matter how old you are. You know, some people say, well, preacher, I'm too old to do this anymore. No, you're not too old. I think of Caleb when he was up on that. He said, give me that mountain, you know. He was 80 years old. And boy, he was still looking with God's power in his life. Paul had done a lot of things in his life that he just needed to forget. But it wasn't, things that he'd done. You don't forget those things. But he needs to forget those things that God called him to do right now, not to be dragging on and on about what happened in the past. Man, there's a lot of us, oh, if I've only had this or done this in my life, I can do this. Well, you can still do it with God's help. You can still move forward with God's help. There's a lot of things in our life that we need to do. You see, maybe some dreams that you once had, but they faded away. Forget those. Today is the rest of the best day of your life. You know, maybe it was a failed marriage. You know, some people say, oh, well, I failed at this and I failed at that and my marriage failed and I just can't do anything. No, put that thing beside, past, see. Forget that. God has forgiven that. Go on. Maybe you've been disappointed and deeply hurt. And folks, let me tell you something. If you hadn't been disappointed and deeply hurt and people, you haven't done much. Because if you're doing something for God, somebody's going to hurt your feelings. Amen or old me? The old devil's going to try to get you out of the working for God. And he uses that a lot of times in churches. You know, I hear people say, well, I don't go to church up there anymore because somebody up there hurt my feelings. Well, that's no reason. That's the devil's lie to get you out of church. The devil did that. Man, what we need to do is forget those things and get back to what God wants us to do for him. And somebody says, I failed in life, so there's no need to try anymore. Man, that's the worst excuse I've ever heard. You know, what if we quit every time we failed? Man, we wouldn't be around, would we? We wouldn't be doing nothing. We fail every day in life, but you got to get back up and press on towards the mark. Paul says, forget the past. Live for today. Do what you can for God today. Man, God wants to bless your life. Even right now, today, tonight, he wants to bless your life in ways you haven't even thought about. So we need to find out what his purpose for and strive for that in our life. And then we must forgive others. If you want to begin again and have a great beginning in your life, in your ministry, whatever God has called you to do, you've got to learn to forgive. You've got to learn to forgive. I'm sure I can speak for everyone in here that we've been hurt by someone and we need to learn to forgive them. You see, if you don't forgive, you're going to always have that ill will and that resentment in your life. You've got to learn to say, listen, I forgive you, and really mean it in your life. You know, old grudges, man, that'll ruin this new year for you. Don't carry that through the Christmas season. Don't carry that through the new year. Just forget it and move on. People just can't seem to move on from that. And first thing you know, they're out of church. That's part of the old devil. He wants you to drop out of church. He wants you to move. He wants you to feel bad towards those other people. God doesn't want you to do that. And then also, if you keep on those grudges that we hold on to, it'll keep your prayers from being answered. You want your prayers answered, you've got to open your mind, open your heart, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, and physically, and learn to pray without any grudges in your life. Man, that's one thing you must do. And then, you know, with all the other things, we must have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul put his faith in Christ in everything that he did. We walk by faith, not by sight. So many people do not trust God. But you got to learn to walk by faith and trust God in everything that you do to begin a new life. He says, trust God. I press towards that goal, that upward calling. And the more you trust and the more you put faith in God, you'll see that all things are possible. Remember, he is the God who makes the impossible possible. He can do it. He turned Paul's life around, didn't he? And he can turn your life around. You want your life to change? Just hide yourself in Christ. That means get involved in his work. Get involved in his ministry. Don't be always blaming somebody else for your mistakes or your hurts. Just turn them over to Christ and put faith in Christ. Get rid of all that things that destroy our work that he wants you to do. I cannot preach, and I found this to be true. I cannot preach. I cannot go to church. I cannot enjoy church if I've got somebody at church that I'm at odds with. Have you ever thought about that? You come in the back door, and guess what? there they are. And if you've got at odds with them, it kills that spirit that you have. And you don't want that in your life. You want a peace that passes all understanding. God says, learn to forgive them. Even if they don't forgive you, go to them and apologize. You know, it doesn't take much just to apologize. It ain't going to kill you. So if you've done something to someone, get that right. As we end up this year, have faith in God. Remember that He is God of the impossible. And then we need to also have faith in others. Now that's kind of hard to do, isn't it? Put our faith in others. There's still plenty of good people in this world that you can trust and that will do you what's right. You know, just because we find one bad person in our lives, in our church, doesn't mean that everyone is like that. In church, I know a lot of good people. We have a great family here. We have a great group of people here. And I believe with all our heart, God wants this church to move forward. Amen. He doesn't want us to stand still. He doesn't want us, but it takes our people trusting one another, making a commitment to one another, and loving one another. You know, that's all it takes. We've got to forget the past, find our purpose, and face the present. Face the present right now. We must forge ahead. He said, I press towards the mark of the high calling. There's no place for sitting complacency in a church. Folks, we must move forward. We must move ahead. Are you willing to do that this next year? Are you willing to make a commitment to God that I will be in church, that I will put God first in my life, that I'm going to find out what He wants me to do, and I'm going to be a helper? You see, we need help, don't we? Every place in this church, we need help. But we need help from people that love one another and that will work in that place and move forward in that place and press on towards having that good relationship with God. What I want this next year in my life is to have a better relationship with God than I've ever had before. That means I want to pray more. I want to read more. I want to study His Word more. I want to come to church more. I want to get with His people more, you see. That kind of fellowship. We must have a fellowship with God. No one is a success without Christ in our life. And yet no one is a failure here tonight with Christ in their life. You've got to have that as a part of your life. Paul says, I don't count myself as apprehended, but I do this. I'm going to forget those things. I'll forget the hurts people have done to you. Forget them. Lay them aside. They're causing you conflict. They're causing you from being, you know, what you really need to be. Think about that. If you've been hurt, just forget it and move on. Get back to those things that you know that God wants you to do and do that. Don't do it for yourself. If you do it for yourself, sure, you're going to keep getting hurt. But do it for the glory of God. Okay? And then reach forward to those things with your head. I don't know what God's got in store for this church, but I know one thing. It's a bright future. It's a bright future. He's got you here. I look down here at these children this morning. They are the future of First Baptist Church, Gun Barrel City. If you're a young parent that's got these children, you ought to be proud of them. The best thing you can do for them is to keep them in the programs. Keep them in the Sunday school. Keep them in the music program. You know, that's glorious. They're our future. Raise them up in a church, train them up the way to go, and the Bible says when they get old, they will not depart from it. My heart has no, like an old hymn said, desire to stay where fears and doubts arise. My heart, my aim is higher ground. I didn't quote that right, I don't think. But you know the song. That's our aim for this year. That's my aim. I sat there this week and I thought, what do I want to see our church in 2019? Where do I want to see this church go? Man, I want to see more baptisms. I want to see more unity. You know, in 1985, I came here and I was excited about the ministry. You know, it was hard to get excited because we met down in Bronner Hall. And it's hard to get excited when smoke filled that place every Sunday morning. It was so excited when we built this first building up on this lot and we saw it. People were singing, people were happy, people were talking about all over town, you know, what God was doing at their church. And somewhere along the way, we got complacent. And then you kind of wore off, and we quit talking about it. We quit telling people about God. And we let troubles come in our life. And we have hard feelings come in our life. And the first thing you know, we begin to see people drop off. People stay at home. Let's don't do that. Let's get the joy back. Somebody said the other day they lost their song. It's still there. It's still there, but you've got to forget the past. You've got to press on toward the future. You've got to have faith that God will work the impossible in your life. And then you've got to forge ahead and trust Christ by faith. Folks, just trust Him this week. Find somebody to witness to. Find somebody to tell about Jesus. Go see somebody. You see? I look around, we got members all over this church that haven't been here in a while. And nobody's visited them. Nobody's visited them. I can't make all of them. Brother Bill can't make them. Teddy can't make everybody. Man, it's busy. Teddy's worked hard on this program. He was up here this week working hard on this program. But it takes everything doing, and you can help him. You can help Brother Bill. You can help me. Just go see somebody and stir that. You know, I believe it's in Psalms. It says, where there's no fire, the wood. No, I got it messed up, but it's in there. Just trust me. Daddy used to say, boys, you got to stir up that fire to keep it burning. Put some wood on it. Bring in some more wood, stir it up, get it going again. You see, if you just leave it alone, it's going to die out. But man, you poke that poker in it and you stir it up, get them coals shining again, get it hot again, it'll go. That's all God's waiting on, is for His people to get excited about Him. Not excited about ourselves, but excited about Him. It ought to excite you to come to First Baptist Church. It ought to be exciting to come on Wednesday night. It ought to be exciting about these programs. That's what God wants in our life. Our lives ought to be exciting. And I believe that's what Paul saw, an excitement. And he faced the present in the reality and trusted Christ all the way through his life. And when he came to the end of his life, he said, I am ready. I have finished the fight. That's what we need to do, is finish the fight just like he did. We're not nowhere near through. I'm nowhere near through. You know, somebody asked me the other day, said, when are you going to retire? I said, oh, pastors don't retire. We just go out to pasture. Y'all will get that in a little while. Let's close with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight. Oh, for this time of the year, but Lord, mostly I think about you and how you love us. And Lord, so many times we don't love you back. But Lord, I pray these that are here tonight will catch that fire and get it going again in their life. And Lord, everywhere they go, be excited about you and what you're doing. And Lord, that we'll see baptisms on the rise here this next year. We'll see souls being saved and things changing for your glory. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.